Father, bless these words to our hearts in Jesus' name. In John chapter 14, now John was one of the people who was with Jesus. He was actually Jesus' cousin. I don't know if you know that. Jesus had two cousins that are written about in the Bible. One of them is John the Baptist. Most people know that he's related to Jesus because he was his second cousin. In other words, Jesus' mother, Mary, was cousin with John the Baptist's mother. And so they were second cousin. John was Jesus' cousin. So he was actually closer to Jesus than John the Baptist was. And he was one of the people who was with Jesus day in, day out. So he saw a great many things that Jesus did when he was on earth. In chapter 14 and verse 2, Jesus says, "In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also." Let me ask you guys, young people, how many of you believe in Jesus? Show of hands. How many of you believe He's the Son of God? He is the Son of God. How many of you believe that means He is God? How many of you believe that He saved your soul? Do you know what that means? That means that you're going to go to heaven when you die. Because He gave it to you as a gift. So you're going to go to heaven when you die. Now, heaven is pretty remarkable. It's not some place that a lot of people understand really well. But it is pretty remarkable. The Bible does describe certain things about heaven, but it doesn't describe everything about heaven. I think the Bible doesn't tell us everything about heaven so that we would be able to be content here on earth. Because if we knew already how splendid heaven is, and it tells us pretty clearly it's pretty splendid, then nobody would want to be here. And people would be unhappy having to wait. Now, there's a city in heaven. That city is called New Jerusalem. New Jerusalem is not the same as heaven. New Jerusalem is a city in heaven. Just like New York or Washington or Houston or Los Angeles are cities in the United States. They are not the United States. They're cities in the United States. New Jerusalem is a city in heaven. You are going to go to New Jerusalem. That's where you're going to live. When you go to heaven, you're not just going to go anywhere in heaven. You'll have access to all of heaven. But where will you actually live? You're going to live in New Jerusalem. So for a few minutes this morning, we're going to talk about what New Jerusalem is like, because you're heading there. As a matter of fact, you're already citizens of New Jerusalem. Now, when somebody asks you where you're from, you'll usually tell them, most people will, where you were either born or where you currently live. Like, where are you from? I'm from Westminster, or where have you, Baltimore, or wherever. It's not like that for the Christian. The Christian is not from the earth. Now, we were born into the earth. But our place is not on the earth. Our place is in New Jerusalem. We're traveling right now. That's what we're doing. We're traveling. For example, if you go on vacation, then you don't live in the place where you vacation. I mean, you're alive there, but you're not from there. You're from wherever you originated. We actually originate in New Jerusalem. We're going to go back to live in New Jerusalem. Do you know why Jesus didn't stay on earth? He did rise again. It's not that He died and that was the end of things. No, He rose again, and for about 40 days, He was back on earth. Do you know why He didn't stay? Right here. He went to prepare a place for you. There's construction going on in the New Jerusalem. He's making you a mansion. He's not making you an apartment. He's making you a mansion. There's many mansions in New Jerusalem. New Jerusalem is the biggest city ever built. It is enormous. And it is beautiful. Now, the Word of God says that New Jerusalem, in its appearance, is like a place prepared as a bride. Now, think about the work that a young woman puts into being a bride. She's getting married, and she wants to be as beautiful as she can possibly be. And she goes out looking for a dress, and she gets her hair done, and makeup, the whole nine yards, all of it. Even the shoes, which you can't usually actually see under the dress. You could get married in flip-flops if you wanted to. Nobody would know the difference. But even the shoes, even the stuff you cannot see, she's very careful about it. Make it the best she can possibly make it. It's like that with God. If God is making it the best He can possibly make it, how good is that? Because He's God. I mean, think of the prettiest place you've ever seen. That's nothing compared to New Jerusalem. You may as well be in a back alley compared to New Jerusalem. There's nothing like New Jerusalem. It's like a bride prepared for her husband. Now, in about 1,000 years, the heaven and earth are going to pass away. Now, heaven, I don't mean God's heaven. Heaven, I mean sky. It's going to pass away. And the earth's not going to be here. And then God's going to create a new sky and a new earth. And then the new Jerusalem, this city, is going to lower down out of heaven. So right now it's in heaven, but it's going to lower out of heaven. It's going to come down and it's going to be suspended above the earth. And we're going to have access to both the heaven and earth. Now, when I talk about these things, please understand something. I'm not talking about a fantasy. I'm not talking about an idea. I'm talking about a real place. For example, how many of you have been, let's say, to China? Show of hands, I've been to China. Do you believe that you could get to China? Of course you could, right? People do it all the time. You can get on an airplane and you can be in China in a few hours. Okay, tomorrow you could be in the capital of China if you really wanted to. You could do it because it's a real place. New Jerusalem is like that. You haven't been there, but it's a real place. Now here's the thing. You are going there. That was determined by God. When you become a believer, in other words, when you accept Jesus as your Savior, which all of you, I believe, have done, that is your destiny. That is where you're going to go home to. Right now, you live in your parents' house, maybe. But that's not going to last forever. That's going to last till you're adults. And then you're going to have your own families in your own house. But after that, the day is going to come when you go to New Jerusalem. You're going to move. In the New Jerusalem, that's the place where God lives. In Revelation 21:3, God is going to live there with us in the New Jerusalem. And New Jerusalem is specifically made for God to live with us in Revelation 21:9. It's called the Lamb's wife. Jesus is also called the Lamb of God. I'm sure you've heard that before. New Jerusalem is specially prepared for His wife. Now, there was a custom in old days, before a man married a lady, his father usually would help him build a house. And it would be the house where he would go with the lady that he married. And they would start their family there. That's the idea here. New Jerusalem is being prepared for us so that the Son, Jesus, could take his bride there. That's us. And that's where we're going to live with him. Now, in the New Jerusalem, in Revelation 21:4, there will be no tears, there will be no death, there will be no sorrow, there will be no crying, and there will be no pain. Have you ever stubbed your toe? Does it hurt? Sure it does. You know, in the New Jerusalem, if you stub your toe, it won't hurt. There'll be no pain there. Have you ever cried because you were like really sad? In the New Jerusalem, there will be no sadness. And because there's no sadness, there'll be no tears. No one will cry out of sadness in New Jerusalem. The Word of God says that New Jerusalem has a light in it. Now, here's the thing about that light. It's the color of jasper stone. You know what jasper stone looks like? Have you ever seen jasper stone? A lot of people have never seen jasper stone. It's a very rich brown-red color. Now, let me give you an idea of what I'm talking about. It's not that you won't be able to see it, like if you're looking through mud or something like that. It's actually really, really clear light. Think about this. You know how sometimes you see the sky and the sky is red? Have you seen that before? Of course you have. Right? And it's really red. And let's say you see that on a winter day. And it's really clear out. And the sky is red. It's really pretty. That's what the light looks like in New Jerusalem. It's really pretty. There's this beautiful red hue. The color of jasper stone. This really rich red color. There's also a wall around New Jerusalem. And it has 12 gates. The whole city is a square. It's this enormous square. And in each of the walls, there's three separate gates. And above the gates are names of the tribes of Israel. In other words, the 12 sons of Jacob, well, their names are there. And they're above the gates. And the gates themselves look like solid pearls. Now, there's people who've seen this. Sometimes people die. And when they're Christians, in some cases, before the doctors are able to resuscitate them, they bring them back. You know, they help them. Maybe they die in an emergency room or something. And the doctors are there really quick to work on them. And then they can bring them back in some cases. Well, some of these people have gone to heaven. And they've seen the gates. And they say they really are like pearl. Do you know what a pearl looks like? Kind of this whitish, slightly gray color. It has this interesting shine to it. That's what the gates are made of. They're like pearl. The wall itself is about 72 yards high. You know the size of a football field? I think 3/4 of that football field, if you stand it upright, is the height of the wall that's around the New Jerusalem. That's really tall. But it's not as tall as New Jerusalem is high. You see, New Jerusalem is built on a mountain. And that mountain is the same height as the length of the walls. You know how long the walls are? 1,500 miles. That's the length and width and height of New Jerusalem. So within the walls, there's a mountain that is 1,500 miles high. Now, for those people who might be listening in Europe or somewhere else abroad, that's 3,300 kilometers. That is the height of that mountain. That is the length of those walls. Those are enormous walls. That's an enormous place. Now, there's also foundations. Cities have foundations, right? Buildings have foundations. And the foundations have names engraved in them. And those are the names of the apostles. So people like John, or people like Matthew, or Paul, or Peter, their names are actually written on the foundations that New Jerusalem is built on. And the foundations are made of precious stones. Imagine that. Your city is sitting on stones that are extremely rare and extremely beautiful, like emeralds. One of the foundations is an emerald. Can you imagine this massive emerald that a city is built upon? Well, you have 12 layers of these precious stones that the New Jerusalem is built on. You know how cities, you go into some place like New York in particular, I think it's very obvious this way. It's made of concrete. But it does have some places that are nice, like in Manhattan, some of the places are pretty nice. But it's all concrete. Now, imagine if New York wasn't made of concrete. Imagine if New York was made of gold. New Jerusalem, the building material for the city, is gold. Can you imagine that? It's made of gold that is so pure you can see through it. And this is a huge city. It reminds me of a joke. There was a guy who dies, and the angel comes and gets him. And he says to the angel, "Hold on, can I take a suitcase of something with me?" So the guy takes a suitcase and he puts it filled with gold. All this gold in the suitcase. And he's thinking he's got it set now. So he goes to heaven with a suitcase of gold, escorted by his angel. And another angel comes up to this guy's angel and he says, "I can see why he would want to take something with him, but why pavement?" But you know, that's the truth of it. The pavement in New Jerusalem is made of gold. That's pretty amazing. Now in New Jerusalem, you also have the throne of God. The throne of God is spectacular. It's very grand. And from the throne in New Jerusalem, there's a river coming out. Imagine that. That's called the River of Life. There's a massive street in New Jerusalem. And the River of Life actually goes down the middle of the street. So it's like this. You have a river, and then on the banks of it, you have the street on both sides. And along the banks of the New Jerusalem's river, and it's called the River of Life, are trees. And those are called the Trees of Life. And those trees all bear fruit. And every month, it's different fruit. So the fruit is there for 1 month, and then the next month, the tree grows new fruit, but it's different fruit. And there's 12 types of fruit on those trees. Does anybody know what the fruit is? Who's going to say apples? It's not fruit like we think of fruit. It's not stuff like apples. It's the fruit of the Holy Spirit. There's 12 manifestations of the fruit of the Holy Spirit. And that's in Galatians 5, 22 and 23, and then also in Ephesians 5, 9. There's 12 of them. The fruit that grows on the trees is the fruit of the Holy Spirit. In other words, when you eat this fruit, it'll give you an empowerment of the various manifestations of the fruit of the Holy Spirit. So, for example, one of the parts of the fruit of the Holy Spirit is joy. You eat the fruit from one of these trees, and it gives you this incredible joy. Another one is love. You eat the fruit of this tree, and it gives you this incredible love. So all 12 of these fruits, they change every month. You'll always be able to eat the fruit from the trees of life. And they're along the banks of this river. Now, when you get there, you're going to be met by people. And these are the people that you knew when you were here. For example, if you have a friend who got there before you did, who is a believer, they're going to meet you there. Maybe grandparents who go there, they're going to meet you there. These different people are going to meet you there, but some people you won't necessarily realize. Among the people that will meet you there are people that you've influenced. People that have also influenced you. And so let's say that somebody doesn't know Jesus as their Savior, and you go and you share the gospel with them. You tell them about Jesus, that He died for their sins. And let's say that they accept Jesus because of what you gave them. They're going to be there. And if they're there before you are, then they're going to come and meet you. And likewise, that same person, if you're there before they are, when they get there, you'll come and meet them. Now in heaven, you've got everybody who's ever been saved that's there. And you're going to be there forever. You're going to get to know people like Paul the Apostle. You know, right now we just learn about him. But when you get there, you're actually going to get to know him. You might be hanging out for lunch with Paul the Apostle. Or King David. These people that you only read about in the Bible, these people that we look up to, these people that we think, man, they're pretty amazing. No, these are going to be your buddies. Now, one more thing. In heaven, in the New Jerusalem, but all of heaven, not just the New Jerusalem, with animals. All kinds of animals. And one of the things we're going to get when we get there, and this part I'm personally looking really forward to, you're going to get a horse. You will. You're going to get a horse. You're going to get a white horse. And that's the white horse that when Jesus returns to earth and we're following him, we're going to be on those horses. How many of you guys want a horse? I know I do. You're going to get one. You're going to get one. Everybody understand? That's what New Jerusalem's like. It's a neat place. And you are going to be there one day. Understand? Okay, that's it for today.